Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, Shabbos 86, and on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph on 86A, our Mishnah discusses, again, a variety of laws, and our Mishnah is continuing the previous Mishnayos in our chapter that discuss different laws which are derived out from verses. The commonality between them is that they're all derived not directly from verses, but by way of what's called an asmachta, something that they're relying upon the verse to teach us something, even though that's not really the main purpose of the verse. So the first category that our Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph teaches us is about the law of what's called a woman who is poletes shechva zera, a woman who is emitting male seed from her body after relations with the man. So we know that male seed itself is considered one of the primary sources of tuman. If the male seed touches a person or a utensil, it makes it to be richly impure. And the Gemara Nida 41b teaches us that the Talmud learns out from a verse that also a woman who emits the male seed from her body, whenever she emits it, we'll see that there's a time limit on it, that she is also going to be what's called richly impure. So what is this time limit for a woman to admit it and also be considered to be ritually impure? So the Mishnah, the Gemara Maseches Nida, tells us that since the verse calls it shechvas zera, we learn from here that she's only going to be ritually impure when it's capable of being zera, when it's capable of impregnating somebody. And so therefore, the amount of time which it's capable of impregnating is for 3 days. Because if a woman would remain in the woman for more than 3 days, then it would become become putrid and would no longer be able to impregnate somebody. And that's what our Mishnah is going to learn. Minayin lepoeta shechva zera biyom ha-shlishi. How do we know that if a woman emits the seed on the day 3, meaning to say that on day 3 it has still not become putrid, is only after that it has become putrid and is no longer able to impregnate somebody? How do we know that if she emits it on day 3, that she is still going to be tamei? Because after day 3, she will no longer be tamei. And says the Gemara, it's based upon the verse with respect to the giving of the Torah at Sinai. It states in Exodus chapter 19, verse 15, Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yomim, that the children of Israel were commanded to be strong for 3 days. Al tikshu al isha, do not come near your wife, meaning the children of Israel before the giving of the Torah at Sinai were commanded not to come near their wives and engage in marital relations. So the verse commands them not to engage in these relations so that the Torah could be given on day 4. And so this separation is from the concern that if they had engaged in marital relations, then the woman would be emitting the seed and then she will be considered to be tamei. So from the fact that Torah commands 3 days and not more, we see from here that after 3 days on the night going into the 4th day, there's no concern anymore about the emission from the body of the seed, because she will not become tamei from it. But on the day 3, if she does admit it, she will become tamei. That is the first case of our mission. And the second case of our mission is minayin shemarchitzin esamila. How do we know that a person is allowed to warm up water on Shabbos in order for the health of a baby who needs to be bathed in this manner on Shabbos? This is obviously not a case where baby's life is in danger, because if the baby's life is in danger, then obviously we can do anything. But it's where the baby's life is not actually in danger. And how do we know biyom ha-shlishi shechal yos b'Shabbos, that if it's the 3rd day of the circumcision, where that is when we're allowed to do it, because that is the most intense day, the 3rd day, for after the circumcision. How do we know that that's the day you're allowed to warm up the water? As it states with respect to Shimon and Levi and the sons of Jacob who came to the city of Shechem after the residents were circumcised, it says, Vayhi biyom ha-shlishi biyosam ko'avim, on the 3rd day when they were in pain. So we see from on the 3rd day they are still going to be considered a moment of danger. And even though we wouldn't necessarily think that their life is in danger, it's an especially concerning time. And so therefore you're allowed to warm up the water for the baby. And now we go to the 3rd case of our Mishnah. Minayin shekosher lashon shel course, how do we know that they, what they would do is that they would tie a crimson thread on the Rosh Sa'ir HaMestaleach, that they would tie a crimson thread on the head of the goat that was sent out to Azazel on Yom Kippur, and this was the goat that was supposed to be carrying the sins of the children of Israel, and if they were forgiven, the red thread would turn white, and that was a sign that God had forgiven the Jewish people. How do we know that that practice has a basis in the scripture? So it's based upon a verse from Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, where Isaiah rebukes the children of Israel and says to, and tells them to confess for their sins, and even if they've done even if they've sinned, their repentance will be accepted. And he says to them in the name of God, if your sins will be like crimson, they will become white, they will become white like snow. And so therefore we see from here that God will make the sins white like snow. And from this verse, the sages of Israel learned that the idea of tying a crimson thread on the head of the goat of Azazel, as a result, where the goat was going to be sent off to atone for the Jewish people. And the last law of our Mishnah is Minay L'sicha She'ikashtia B'Yom Kippurim. How do we know that one is not allowed to rub something on their body, like an oil today, maybe like a suntan lotion on their body on Yom Kippur, just like you're not allowed to drink, so too you're not allowed to rub something. So this too, Yafal Pishayim Rayo Davar Zecho Davar, this too, even though there's no proof itself, but there's a support from it from the verse, and this is based upon the verse from Psalms where it states that it will come like water into his midst and like oil into his bones. And we see that the comparison of oil on bones is compared to drinking water, and that's how we know that this is also based upon a scriptural verse.